Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Bond Vigilantes TV. Today, I wanted to start by talking about the recent market correction that we have seen over the past 2 weeks. It's hit primarily European equities, but it has trickled its way down to high yield. As you can see on the chart, the telecommunications sector is down 2.5% month to date, and retail and healthcare has been hit also to some extent. What happened in the telecommunications sector is, once again, the merger between T-Mobile USA and Sprint was called off, and then we had some disappointing earnings report as well from companies like Altice and CenturyLink. In our view, it does show probably that where markets are priced the way they are, and as we get into year-end, investors are getting slightly nervous. But today I wanted to talk about a different subject, the fascinating subject of sustainable and responsible investing, and I'm joined this morning by Richard Cherry. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Pierre.
So Richard is director of alternative credit at M&G. He's also on the Responsible Investment Advisory Committee. So Richard, can you explain to us what it means to you, responsible and sustainable investment?
Yes, well, there is a lot of terms in this space, and it can lead to some confusion with a lot of terminology used interchangeably. However, to put it simply, responsible investing is any strategy which incorporates environmental, social, and governance, or as they are known, ESG factors, right, into investment analysis and investment decisions. So the premise behind responsible investment is these ESG factors are material to risk and return, so need to be incorporated into investment strategies. Mm-hmm. Now, other terms like sustainable investment, SRI investment, which is socially responsible investment, impact investment, all these strategies, in addition to targeting attractive returns, they also try to target some sort of environmental or social aim, whether that's through excluding sectors like alcohol or weapons, or by actively targeting, say, environmental benefits.
Okay. And in our markets as well, the public debt markets, there's a new word that's been creeping up. It's a green bonds. What are these exactly?
Well, green bonds are bonds where the company commits to use the funds for certain environmental projects. Mm-hmm. So whether that's building renewable energy or improving the energy efficiency of their plant. But from an investor's point of view, mm-hmm, the credit risk of green bonds is exactly the same as the credit risk of the conventional bonds from the same issuer.
Okay, and issuance has been quite strong this year, up to $100 billion, I think. How does the green bond market look today on the whole?
Yeah, the green bond market is still quite a young market, but it has been growing rapidly in the last few years. So as you mentioned, this year we've just reached $100 billion of issuance, which takes the total market size currently to around $220 billion. Mm-hmm. Now, this market started as a market with issuance largely from supranationals. So that bias remains in the current market with a lot of AAA issuance. Mm-hmm. However, in recent years, we've also seen a lot of issuance from China. So we're seeing quite a lot of AAA issuance and a lot of issuance from China in the past few years.
Okay, and I know another asset class that you deal a lot with is private debt. What's your view on sustainable and responsible investing on the private side? I'm sure there's a lot of opportunities there as well.
Yeah, there are a lot of opportunities in that space, and often the private debt is investments are too small to go through the process of being labeled as a green bond. Mm-hmm. But in this space, because you're often financing discrete projects like building a solar farm or building social housing or university facilities, then these opportunities are more likely to be pure play environmental opportunities, okay, than bonds issued by large corporates.
Okay, thank you very much, Richard, for being here this morning.
Thank you, Pierre.
In terms of what's coming up this week, it's going to be a short week in the U.S. With the long Thanksgiving weekend, but we will have the FOMC minutes published on Wednesday. We'll also have the Bank of England budget statement on that day, Wednesday. And finally, On Friday, S&P and Moody's update their country review for South Africa, so we'll see if the country maintains its investment grade rating. Have a great week, everyone, and thanks for watching. Bye.